Star FM with Chris and Branny for breakfast.
Branny, you broke a kite.
I did.
A kite.
I think I'm the type of person who should come out with a warning label. You know, do not hang out with me if you don't want your stuff broken.
There should be several warning labels and a best before date.
Thanks, man. Now,
so what happened?
Over the weekend, a good mate of ours has gotten into kites recently. Not talking about box kites, but talking about those awesome kites you see on, like, extreme videos, like kiteboarders and stuff like that. Took it down the Waratahs. It was a big, windy, gusty day. I was attempting to try and get some lift off the ground, get the kite to lift me off the ground. But unfortunately, big gust of wind came up. I fell down, broke his kite, the wristband, which is sort of, it's attached to the bar that you hold onto. It snapped. The kite flew off into the car park, landed in a tree, and it's broken. And the thing is, our mate loves this kite so much.
It's a big
so
day.
Much. It was a big day.
Big day. Kiting, marbles, then hopscotch. And then mum got you some creaming sodas.
You really need to stop bagging out kiting until you try it, all right? It's awesome.
Once you sit down, you have a couple of cold ones watching Mary Poppins and you just go, you know what? Let's go out
for
a kite.
No, it's nothing like that at all. Anyway, long story short, there was a big gust of wind and I was trying to jump because you can do power jumps with these kites too. Launch yourself off the ground and fly through the air. I'm making it sound like really bad, but I'm probably not the best person to explain this because the thing is he came in and he talked about it for weeks and weeks. He's like, oh my God, I'm getting this kite. I love it. It's amazing. You can do this with it. You can do that with it. And then I come along, have a go, and I break it.
That's terrible.
It is. And I feel really bad. Like, I really do.
Mm.
But I don't know what I can do to help out. I can't exactly pay for it because, like, the whole wrist thing's broken. I don't know if you can replace it.
You know what I think of guys flying kites at our age?
What?
Midlife crisis.
That's not a midlife crisis.
So, like, you've broken this and, what, he's got it back, right?
No. Well, he's got the kite, but he hasn't exactly gotten it fixed yet and he can't fly it until he fixes it. So I've ruined his pride and joy.
That's a shame.
I know.
That's a big
shame. What do I do? Do I try and help him out or do I just let him pay for it? Because he's turned around and said, look, don't worry about it. But, you know, deep down, I know he hates me on the inside. Because, look, he can't go out and fly his kite.
And a little on the outside as well. Well, hey, let's talk about breaking stuff that's not yours today. 13, 12, 16, maybe you're in the same boat as Brownie. Have you broken something that isn't yours and what happened? 13, 12, 16, Emily joins us. Emily, what happened to you?
I was in my little sister's room and she let me play with one of her dolls.
Yeah.
And I accidentally ripped its head off.
Oh, Emily.
Did you try and cover it up or did she know or what happened?
I hid it in the fridge behind the butter. Then she went to get the toast and
the butter. Because that's the best place to hide severed doll heads in the fridge behind the butter.
And I blamed it on my four-year-old sister.
And that's the best thing about having brothers and sisters who are younger than you. You can blame it on them all the time. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Because, you know, that's the thing. If you've got a scapegoat, use them.
That's right, of course.
But
then again, like, severing doll's heads and stuff like that, sticky tape works wonders.
Yeah.
Not cryogenic freezing.
Mm. How disturbing would that be for Emily's parents? Like, finding, like, mangled doll heads, bodies, carcasses being left everywhere, just toys?
Yeah, it would be a little bit weird to come across.
Could be worse. They could discover she's flying kites.
There's nothing wrong with flying kites, Chris.
It's perfectly fine, except if Docs finds out, they take your kids off you. That's all that I'm saying.
I really can't defend myself right now, can I?
No.
I'll show you videos, I'll show you photos, and prove to you that flying a kite isn't as bad as you're making it out to be.
We've got to wrap this up, because you've got some marbles to go and play in a minute. Bond 007 Skyfall. It's finally in town tomorrow.
In cinemas at the Odeon 5 cinemas that would be. Yeah. And we're talking this morning about your Bond girl name.
Yeah, it's a very simple formula. We'll get to that in 1 second. Of course, we are giving away tickets so you can get along and check it out. Vince joins us on 13, 12, 16. Vince, welcome back to the show, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, you.
Yeah,
not
good.
Too shabby.
Mate, we're looking for your Bond girl name this morning. So it is the nickname you used to give your private parts combined with your grandmother's maiden name. So what's yours?
It was Little John Oliver.
Little John. Little John Oliver. Wow. Mate, that's maybe more of a Bond villain name, that sounding. Like Little John just had something about it.
Things you come up with when you're little, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Well, I understand times have changed, so thank you, Big John. We will give you a pass to get along and check out Skyfall at the Odeon 5 Cinemas, okay? Yeah, not a problem. Thank you, Vince. There we go. That's your Bond girl name.
Little John Oliver.
Little John.
I can picture it being a little bit of a villain.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah. I'm picturing a Mini-Me's in my head. That's what I've got.
Like Mini-Me teaming up with that odd job guy from one of the previous ones.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the hat.
The guy with the hat.
Yeah.
Honestly, who throws a hat? It's Chris and Brownie with you. Talking about November, not the actual month, but the stunt month that Brownie's undertaking, which means what exactly?
It means that for the month of November, I cannot say the word no when anyone has a stunt, a challenge, a request.
To anything.
To anything that they want.
So if I said punch yourself in the groin now, sounds hollow.
I have to do it, yes.
You've done two things already this morning. You've done the tripping over. You've done the eating the onion. There's a third leg to the whole process this morning. And for that, we need Tom Lowry, our newsreader. Tommy's joining us now. I'll put your microphone on. Morning, Tommy. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Brownie.
Good morning, Tommy.
Now, you know what Brownie's about to do next. Do you want to explain what he's about to do? Do you know?
I've typed up a nice little script for Brownie. He's going to see if he can read the news.
Read the news.
Oh, simple. And due to
legal obligations, we can't actually let you do the top of the hour or the half bar. So we've got fake news this morning. So you're going to give it a quick go. It's about a minute's worth of news.
Perfect. And this is written by you.
This is written by me.
It's all legal.
Tom's written it.
I'm not going to get in trouble or anything.
No.
All right, cool. Well, like I said, yes, I'll do it.
You should have put some defamation.
Finally got rid of him. Jesus.
All right. What I've got is the news theme. So if you're ready to go, Mr. Bragg.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the following is Paul Brown, news presenter.
Star FM local news.
Good morning, I'm Paul Brown with the latest Southern Cross Austereo news. Facebook and Twitter could be heavily regulated and forced to crack down on trolls. Opposition leader Tony Abbott has told Nine he sat down and talked about it with his daughters. He says he wants to make sure our kids are safe online. Now, an elderly woman in Melbourne has made a lucky escape after her tea towels were left too close to the stove last night. Her house caught fire, but she made it out alive, treated for just smoke inhalation. That's not what that word is. Now, former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson has arrived in Australia on his motivational speaking tour. Brisbane is his first port of call. And in local news, Bathurst has been identified as one of the 35 regional hotspots by Your Investment Property magazine, but Orange missed out on the cut. The 35 locations around Australia were revealed this month, with more than half in Queensland due to mining boom.
That's it?
Due to the mining boom.
Yay! All right.
That was actually a lot harder than I thought. It really is.
That regulatory and what was the other one?
The inhalation and the regulated, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of stumpy words. But Tom, I take my head off to you for being able to do that every morning.
Oh, thank you.
What, speak?
Yeah.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.